He spoke of the accomplishments of the 2017 Indiana legislative session and what he thinks will help get the state to where it needs to be.
And what I'm most proud of is we conducted ourselves in a collaborative way, and by the way, on both sides of the aisle, and remain focused on what would truly take Indiana to that next level in terms of strengthening and diversifying our economy, strengthening our infrastructure, strengthening our workforce. That's the one thing I hear day after day after day is, Indiana, you've got a strong economy. Indiana, you're making investments into your infrastructure. We need more qualified, trained workers. And if we have more workers, we'll bring more jobs. So we have to understand that in this new knowledge economy that we find ourselves in, we have to make sure we're skilled up and ready for the jobs of the future. When you see technology and automation and artificial intelligence come on the line, we know what's coming, and that's the good news, but we have to be prepared for it. And we made a lot of advancement this legislative session in terms of streamlining workforce development programs, in terms of the Workforce Ready grants, which are the state of Indiana is now stepping up and paying for Hoosiers to go back and get the training or retraining needed for those tens of thousands of jobs that are out there right now just calling for Hoosiers to fill them.
The governor also said the state needs to address the drug epidemic that's sweeping across the entire country.
What we read in the newspaper, hear on the radio, or watch on TV is just the tip of the iceberg. This has gone from a personal crisis in many homes to a community crisis on to now what is a business crisis and affects our workforce. And so it's going to require all of us to leave no stone unturned and work together to bend that trajectory down instead of on the upward rise that it's currently on.
Holcomb is also looking toward protecting some important recognition that Indiana had recently received for state government effectiveness.
And then we got to make sure, we just learned about a month ago from U.S. News and World Report that Indiana was ranked number one in the country in terms of state government effectiveness and efficiency. That's really good. But number two, three, four, and five are going to be trying to, they're nipping at our heels, and they're going to be trying to occupy the number one slot next year. So we have to think about ways to ensure that we're delivering good state government service at a great taxpayer value.
Virginia, Utah, North Carolina, and Wisconsin took the number two through number five spots on the U.S. News and World Report state government ranking. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.